We had a big event last night, the Golden Globes. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our sports expert, who's also our Hollywood correspondent for big events like this. He joins us from Hollywood. It's Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey, Mellow Man. How you doing there?
Hey, Happy New Year.
You still working with the Georgie?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Ah, there's the old Jubinator. Yeah. Oh, sweet, sweet. International chirp chirp.
That's right.
Did you see the Golden Globes?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. Junior did. He's a big award show guy.
Speaking of Globes, did you see the chest on that Jennifer Aniston?
Aniston, yes.
Man, she makes my pants go all hashtag me too.
Well, yeah, it's a different climate now in Hollywood,
careful.
So you can't really talk about that.
Hey, speaking of me too, I'm also a hashtag me too person.
Oh, no.
You've been sexually harassed?
Oh, I thought it meant that you had sexually harassed.
No, it means that you've been.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, I'll just one way there. All right,
gosh.
Did you see that my ex, Oprah Winfrey, won the Cecil B. DeMille Award?
Your ex?
Yeah. Oprah and I went out for many years.
There's no way.
I was her beard before Stedman was her beard.
Oh. Come on.
And how fitting she wins the Cecil B. DeMille Award, because her ass is about as big as his movie production.
Now, Ribby, it's a different climate.
Yeah, be careful.
Different climate.
Her heart runs on gravy. You know what I'm saying?
I thought she looked pretty good.
She's a lesbo with Gail.
What's that?
She's a lesbo with Gail.
Are you reporting that, or are you speculating?
I'm just rumoring that.
Oh, okay. What difference does it make?
Yeah. You know, but I was very excited to be there, not only covering the Golden Globes, but being a nominee. It was
for what? You were nominated?
I was in Best Foreign Shorts. Because I was wearing some Nut Huggers by Versace. And no, seriously, I was in a short film. It was the story of Kip Keno, and I played Kip Keno, and I was nominated.
What?
Yeah, nominated for Best Special Effects, the way they CGI'd my face to look like Kip Keno. And it was all about the phone call with Norm.
Wow.
That's the whole short that was just about that phone call. Yeah.
Okay.
And what a disaster it was.
So how short is the film?
It lasts about 7 minutes, George. 7 minutes.
Okay. Short.
Yeah, very short. And what's going on with Kirk Douglas, huh?
Well, he's 101 to start with.
He looks like a ball sack somebody tried to take the wrinkles out of, doesn't he?
Well, I think we should celebrate the fact that he's made it to 101, Ribby.
Well, he looks like he's had plastic surgery.
Yeah, it does.
Why do you get plastic surgery when you're 100 years old?
Got to be hard.
Well, maybe.
No reason for that. And believe me, I think that Catherine Zeta-Jones wanted to be anywhere other than beside him, as he wouldn't stop grabbing her hand and shaking it like he's all palsied.
Oh, gosh, Ribby, come on.
Listen to me. Somebody needs to go lakeside with Kirk's wheelchair and just gently pump it forward.
Whoa.
There's no reason to do that.
And did you see Tonya Harding was there?
Yes.
I can report that she was there.
Okay.
Yeah, did you see that trailer park disaster trying to clean up for the awards show?
Yeah.
That dress of hers? And still, despite the designer's best efforts, she still looked like your chain-smoking Made America Great Again amp who can plow through four marriages and a box of wine before sundown, didn't she?
You pretty much nailed it, yeah.
I mean, she still looks trashy as ever, and I love it! I love it! I prefer women like that! Did you ever see her sex tape, Georgie?
No.
Oh, man, you gotta see it. Junior, did you see it?
Yeah, I may have.
Then you may be able to confirm this, that her boobies look like two fried eggs flopping around at the end of some fishing line.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I can confirm that.
They were gross. They're bouncing all over the place. Disgusting. Did you like the Seth Meyers?
Yeah, he did a great job.
Did you know that I was his understudy?
You were the what? Backup MC for the event last night?
Yes, I was the backup MC, so if Seth went down, I was going to have to host, and we came real close to that happening.
Wow.
But my gunshot missed by about 4 inches.
Oh, jeez.
I wanted to get up there, Georgie.
I would have loved to have seen that.
And expose myself.
No. I don't think that would have been a good idea.
Hey, Georgie, you know what I'm going to do for you?
Hmm.
I'm going to send you a copy of that Tonya Harding sex tape.
I don't want it. I don't want that.
Come on, you got to see it, Giorgio. The way she's on top of that Galooly guy or whoever it was.
Yeah.
And then those little bitty ones that she had just flopping all around.
Okay.
Ribby, it's
okay.
A different climate.
Yes.
Different climate.
Ribby, reporting live from Hollywood. Out.
Okay. See you, Ribby. There goes Ribby Paltz.